Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
We hit it, evolve, but then the damn thing changed.
I am astrology reading, man.
Okay, Mr. Mental. You know that question I asked? Is it good to take two steps back to go one step forward, or go two steps forward and take one step back, or take one step back to go two steps forward? Remember that?
I remember that question, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we probably need to take one step back and then to take two steps forward.
All right.
So what do I mean by that? Let's go back to the birthday that you're just ending, right?
Okay.
So let's pull up your solar return from last year, right? Calculate. As you can see here, you see Libra rising with the moon in Cancer in the 10th. Your sun is going to be down there in the 5th house. Right?
Yep.
So, the ruler of that Libra rising, Venus, is exalted over there in Pisces in the 6th. Right? And what do I know about Venus, a planet that's in the 6th house that rules the 1st house? That planet can't, the ascendant can't see that planet. So that when it goes to last year from birthday to this birthday, when it comes to your daily routine, health, the things that you was doing on a daily basis, it had a Venus feel to it, right? Venus and Pisces. Planets, yes, they do good in exalted positions, but it also, planets can also, you ever, it would be the equivalent of someone who likes food mental ends up eating themselves to death, right? So even though Venus can be a really good thing in Pisces, it could also point to a form of overindulgence to the point that, you know, you harm yourself. And so on a daily basis, that was going on with your daily routine last year. And the moon in the 10th is trining that, right? And the 10th has to do with career, work, how you seen out in the world, right? So when it comes to your year last year, is how do you feel it resonated with it when it comes to what I just said?
Not 100%, but you know, I could see in some parts where that was the case.
Like overindulging in the West?
Yeah. Or maybe obsessed, if you would.
Now watch this. Now if I take this that Pisces energy right there, right, and I bring it back inside of your natal chart, right? Pisces ends up being your 11th house. 11th house of friends, groups, how you seen in the world. So let's say, okay, could we say it, 11th house is internet, you know, connecting with friends and all that. Could I say that Venus in Pisces falling into your 11th of friends, could it be overindulgence on Meet Me or something?
If I couldn't detach from Meet Me, yes, you could say that. That could be an area.
But there is that, but you, all of last year, didn't you say that you wanted to detach from me?
Oh. I did say that. And I even took a break, like a six-month break off of the app.
Why did you feel you needed that break?
I was getting, there was a bunch of drama going around during the time that I left, and though I wasn't a part of it, I knew some individuals that were a part of some drama, and not that I was removing myself from them, but just the entire situation. You know, because I wasn't trying to have my name caught up in nothing. You know, it was more of a daycare than coming to hang out with y'all. You see what I'm saying? It was like, can't go over Paul's house because I know it's going to be some shit. Though I really want to hang out with Paul, you know, yes. Like, I just know it's going to be some shit.
Which also interesting, because if I take away your natal chart, right, and come back here to the solar return, you got Libra, right? What's Libra about? Balancing in relationships. And then if I look what's over there in the house of relationships, the seventh house, Jupiter, and what sign is on that cusp? Aries. So would that point, Jupiter is the planet of growth, expansion, and all of that. Jupiter rules in this chart. It rules the third of communication, and it also rules the sixth of daily routine and health. I put Jupiter in Aries. What type of energy do you think about when with Aries mental?
Aries. Shit, I don't know. Hard-headed.
What if I said Aries is the warrior on the battlefield?
Okay.
And so if I put that on, watch this, mental. If I put Aries, the warrior on the battlefield, on your seventh house of relationships, and I put the ruler, Jupiter, in Aries, ruling the third and the sixth. Third is communication. Sixth is what you do on a daily basis. The third house cusp, you have Sagittarius. Sagittarius has to do with higher learning, beliefs, philosophy in life. It wants to be positive. Right? And Pisces can point to fog. Pisces is also a spiritual sign. And so on a daily basis, could I say you wanted to be positive, right? Third, you wanted to communicate in a positive way, but there was bringing on a, people were bringing some delusion or fog, causing fog with inside that spirituality. They were bringing Aries type energy, and you wanted a different fire. You wanted Sag, positivity, growth, and expansion through learning. Learning through spirituality, not fighting through spirituality. All right? And so if I bring that, if I bring those two back into your natal chart, where is Sagittarius? Where is? So Sagittarius is over here in your eighth house. And in Pisces, back to the 11th, groups, eighth house, occult knowledge, hidden things, all right? Now, which ended up Aries, Mars, right? Mars rules in your natal chart, the 12th. And look, where's Mars here in this chart? In Gemini. What does Mars like to do? Fight? And cut in 7? And what does Gemini do, Mental? It's about communication.
Communication, yeah.
So would that point to fighting with words?
Yes.
Good. Look at Mars here. Look at Venus here. Would it point to fighting with words with Venus-type figures?
It would.
Yeah. The sun was in the fifth house. And so fifth house has to do with kids, hobby, short love, relationships, and creativity. And the fifth house in this chart is the sun rules your 11th in this solar return. It's the sun and fall. If I bring, now bring back to your natal, Leo is your fourth house of home, family, and roots. Right? And so I could say a creative project from home. That you're trying to put out publicly, if I bring that back to this one, all right? So with that being said, do you think that resonate with your year last year?
A little bit, yeah.
All right. Here it is. I got a question for you. Back to this chart here. What did I talk about? Venus exalted over here in the sixth could be eating yourself to death.
Yeah.
Why are you? Didn't you say you're trying to stop with tobacco? You stopped with tobacco, and now you're even thinking about stopping with the herb.
Yeah, as far as smoking it. I'm still gonna take the herb. It just won't be. I'm just not gonna be able to smoke it.
Well, that would be pointing to that. Why do you wanna not? Why do you not wanna smoke it?
Because health reasons. When you
six house health.
So when you put the fire to it, it changes the molecular structure, and the molecular structure that it changes to attacks the brain cells, not to where it's like killing them off, but it has, it's not healthy for the body.
Not healthy.
And that's when we smoke anything. So the moment you put fire to anything, it changes the chemical arrangements and shit.
All right. So earlier when we were talking, I asked you, I told you your rising sign was a Libra, and then I said, man, what do you think your rising sign is this year for your new solar return? He was like, I don't know. And then you guessed the right thing, Capricorn. So let's pull it up. And as you can see here, mental, you have 1, 2, 3 planets in Capricorn and the ascendant, right?
Mm-hmm.
The moon is over here in Scorpio. The moon don't, and matter of fact, you're trying to be me because I'm Scorpio moon at 8 degrees. So you got the moon in fall in Scorpio, and the moon rules your seventh house. So you got a moon in fall in Scorpio ruling the seventh house. The sun, as you can see, the sun is over here in the second house of money, value, self-esteem, things you bring to the world. Right? Capricorn, the ruler of Capricorn is Saturn over here in the third of communication, short distance travel, and all of that. The ruler of that is over here in the fifth. Back to creativity, kids, hobby, short loves, relationships, speculation. Fifth house is speculation as well. All right. And so if I bring all of this back into your natal chart, all right, where is Capricorn for you? Capricorn is your ninth house.
Yeah.
Of beliefs, philosophy in life. You got a stellium going on over here. And the MC is over here in the sixth. All right? So it's a ninth house, sixth house focus. And if I take away the natal chart away, ninth house, if I bring a ninth house, sixth house focus into the first house, right, of self, sixth house, let me see. Yeah, ninth house, sixth house focus. Because it's a Libra, that's why I was saying that. All right. So Libra falls in your sixth house, in your natal chart, and Capricorn falls in your, let's call it. I'd also find interesting that when it comes to that Jupiter, the ruler of this third house stuff, is actually when I bring it to you, your natal chart is in your first house of self. And I find it interesting that the, if I take this away so you can really see, I find it interesting. You see this going on right here? What do you see? What degree you see the moon at?
Seven?
Yes. And then what degree do you see Jupiter at?
That's seven also.
What's that mean to you? What's that look like going on? Seven is it? Does it look like a tug of war going on?
Yeah.
A tug of war. So what's the moon represent? Emotions.
Emotions, yeah.
And what does Jupiter represent? Growth, expansion. So mental, is your emotions in a tug of war with your growth and expansion? If I bring this back to your natal chart from the first to the second, do you want to grow and expand, but emotionally you don't think the people want to connect with you? Or how would you feel if the reason you may hold yourself back is because emotionally you don't know if people will connect with you and see you as a Jupiter figure, guru? Hey, then I bring back into what this chart is, Capricorn, all in the first house, all of this. What is Capricorn about? Capricorn is chain of command. It's military, government, it's structure, it's, you know what I'm saying? And then I bring that Capricorn back to your ninth. Then I have to ask you, mental, do you believe that people will see you that way or not?
I do think people will. Grasp. I do hold back some shit because if I'm explaining something or I'm getting into something, I don't want to spend a lot of time or too much time explaining what it is I'm about to talk about or present. You know, it's like, it's kind of like not knowing that I'm doing it, but kind of like not allowing people to either get it or not get it. Just hold it back in, you know, in that way. If I am sharing something and they're not paying attention or they don't get it, I might feel a little some type of way.
Back to now, you pointing to the moon in fall in the worst place. Right? And look, that moon is being controlled by this Mars in Capricorn. Mars is exalted in Capricorn. So let me ask you this, mental. Exalted Mars in Capricorn would be equivalent to that movie we talked about, Brad Pitt and Troy.
Yeah.
So when you connecting with the people emotionally, you be feeling like you want to fight Hector and drag his body in front. And so, would that be, would I be off with that?
No.
that would be why you are see the Saturn here.
Yeah.
Right. So let's go back to your natal chart, right? All right. So now for your birthday, now that you are beginning a, when it comes from your ascendant, you're beginning a Virgo perfection year. So you're on a fifth house year. Right? You're beginning your fifth house year. You're beginning a fifth house, second house. And the fifth, which is interesting because the fifth house and your second house are controlled by the same planet, Mercury. And you have Mercury up there in Capricorn. Now, you want to find out why I find this interesting now, Mental, that we're talking about Mercury today?
Yeah, it's here.
Because if I look at Mercury, the degree of your Mercury, and I pull up today, and I pull up today's transit, where do you see Mars at?
It looked like it didn't move.
Look, this is Mars right here. This is.
I see it.
Yeah. What degree you see Mars at?
It's at 21 now.
And what do you see your Venus at? I mean, your Mercury at?
It's 21.
So what does that mean? It means Mars is sitting right on top of your mind right now.
Right now. Okay.
Now, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Mercury's about thoughts and all of that. And Mars is actually exalted, really likes to be in Capricorn. So, Mental, what made you all of a sudden just start the YouTube channel?
I don't know.
You do know Mars is the planet of action. And then Mercury is the planet of communication. So if I go back a day, what day did you start the channel?
It was
2 days?
Last Sunday.
Oh.
It was Sunday.
No, the other day when you called me and said, "Hey, Father."
Yeah, that was Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. All right. So the day you started it, Mars was within 3 degrees of your Mercury, and 3 degrees is the range of engagement. Now, and today, Mars is sitting smack dab on your Mercury.
So with Mars being there, and the Mercury being there, so it's pretty much like right now, whatever I'm going to think about, whatever I think about doing, I'm going to pretty much do it right then.
Probably so, yeah. Yeah, but it also can, what else could you do? Mercury Mars can be, let me see. Mercury Mars. For anybody that may be looking, I'm looking in a book by The Archetypal Universe by Ren Butler. which is a great book. Trying to put, if you're trying to help you put planetary combinations together. So Mercury Mars, it points to a sharp and passionate mind, mental energy and demonstrations, a talent for clear and decisive communication, pointed humor, or a tendency towards sharp opinions and arguments, rash and heated words, pointed sarcasm or insults, hectic mental stress. You could, for the last couple of days, you could have been feeling in them, in that energy.
Oh. So every Thursday, I go sit with the pastor dude, right?
Yeah.
And we either, you know, watch the video that we, you know, supposed to watch, or we just hang out and talk and shit. And so yesterday we just hooked, you know, hung out and talked. And we actually got in a back and forth. It was respectful, but you know, it's the still going back and forth with his beliefs on the whole religion thing, how I see it. So him believing it, me knowing, you know, how it's put together, why it's put together, and the way it's being taught. He's, of course, he should be arguing from the standpoint of religion, as he should. And then me having my opposing thoughts, views, and ideas, it did get heated.
And Mercury, Mars was on your Mercury yesterday too. It was at 21 degrees yesterday, like even more direct.
So, right.
And so that actually mental, that conversation yesterday with the pastor is a direct example of Mercury Mars.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, Mars, you've had, I'll just tell you this, you know, you got that stellium in Capricorn. I mean, yeah. So from, let's just say, from December, right? Hey, from the... What would that be? The equinox? December 22nd? Solstice? No, the winter solstice? Is that the winter solstice?
Yeah, one of them shits, yeah.
Yeah. Since then, right? Since December 22nd, the sun ran all over your stellium, Capricorn stellium. It hit your Neptune. It hit your Jupiter. It hit Jupiter around Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Sun was on your Jupiter. Then New Year's Eve, the sun hit your Venus. And then January 11th, the sun hit your Mercury. And then Mars, as that was going on, Mars came in there around the same time, beginning of the year, and hit your Neptune. And then turn around and hit your Jupiter January 6th. And then turned around and Mars hit your Venus around the 16th January. Right? And then Mars hit you. Now it's right on top of your... oh, my bad. Let me go back. Then Mercury came in there as well. While that was going on, Mercury around January 15th, about Dr. King's birthday, Mercury hit you Neptune. And then it hit you Jupiter. And then Mercury hit your Venus around the 21st. And then Mercury sped up, met up with Mars in between your Venus and your Mercury, and then passed up Mars, you had a Mercury return on January, a couple of days ago, January 30th. Tuesday was your Mercury return.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now, so in all actuality, bro, so what am I getting at? If I go forward, by February, let's just say February 10th, or February 16th, let's go to February 16th. By that time, by February 16th, your stellium in Capricorn, since December 22nd until this, that stellium has been taking a beating.
A beating?
Yeah. A beating. So your beliefs, your philosophy in life, and all of that has been being challenged, man.
Challenged in what way?
The way you believe relationships, the way you believe business contracts, but the way you believe seventh house topics should go on. And hey, look right now. I just push, and this is the transit right now. Look at the moon. Where is it at? 11 degrees.
Yeah.
And what's this at 11 degrees?
What's that? That's Mars, ain't it?
Yeah. So the moon, the Scorpio moon, is directly on top of your Mars right now.
Okay.
What you angry about, dog?
Nothing. I don't think I am.
There might be some pent up stuff that you ain't speaking to, man, or maybe you're not really, you know, aware of. Now, watch this mental. You think December to February, what I was just telling you, your stellium went through it? Well, you got February ain't gonna be no joke for you either, bro. Because you got Pluto sitting right here at the edge. And then a couple of days, and then your very top of your chart, the MC, at 5 degrees. That's the very tip of the tippy top of your chart, the MC. So what's about to happen, Mental? Mercury is about to meet Pluto as it enters into your 10th house of career, public, how you seen in the world. And then it's gone, hit your MC. And right around the time the moon gonna be getting up in there. And then you move it a little bit more, all right? Then, ooh, damn, Mars gonna meet up with Pluto right at your very top of the chart. And then it's gonna hit your top of your chart, your MC. Then Venus gonna go in there, and before Venus, well, as Venus hit in there, it's going to hit Pluto. And then it's going to hit, eventually hit your MC too. But by February 18th, what do you see, mental? What's going to be going on?
So would that be five planets in the 10th house?
Sitting on top of your two luminaries.
On top of my moon and sun.
And MC.
It's a lot going on, you know.
And then if I take this away and I look at, like I said, perfection's year. You, from your ascendant, you're on a Virgo year, which is fifth house. Kids, hobby, short love relationship, and creativity. And then, right? You're on a fifth house year. So, and then from your son, you're on a second house here. What does that mean to me? It means, hey, mental, how can you take a fifth house topic and make some money out of it? Well, we know you love your kids, so we know you ain't about to traffic your kids.
Right.
So the ruler of those two signs is up there in the ninth house of higher learning, beliefs, and philosophy in life.
In the second house
is Gemini. What is Gemini? Communication. Fifth house is also what we love. Can you get paid off of what you speaking about, what you love? Oh shit. December was a shift in at toward the end of December. You had a shift of energy that you had been dealing with since November 2021, around December. So December 2021, you shifted into some energy. Now, as of December of, let's see, wait. So as of about the beginning of the end of December last year, the end of December this year, well, the end of just passed a couple months ago, you shifted energy that you have been dealing with since 2021. If I bring that back to your natal chart, for that would be your third house of communication, short distance travel, and all of that shit. Now, you got a fourth house. Yeah. Which would be home, family, and roots. Emotional body.
You said November 2021.
Yeah. You've been, you basically,
I don't know what I had going on then.
Would you say you started communicating more on Meet Me then? No more live streams then?
No. That would have been a long wait. No, that's... Ooh, damn. 2021. That's a long time ago, man. Hold on, let me think. November. October. Hold on, I gotta put y'all on mute. It's some personal shit. Hold on.
Watch this. I got a question for you. That goes back to you, the North Node being in Gemini and Cancer being in your communication zone. Hindsight being 2020, is there a right way and a wrong way to leave?
If you plan on going back, yes, there's a right way and a wrong way of leaving the situation. You leave a situation because you're mentally drained, you're physically drained, and you're emotionally drained, and this you walk in this place and you can feel the life being sucked out you. It's time to go. There's no right and wrong way, I feel,
okay,
to remove yourself from that situation.
All right. Now, just to play devil's advocate, even though you may not be going back to a place, there still is a right way and a wrong way to leave. You want to know why?
Why?
Because your reputation precedes you.
Check this out. So you came to my live, right?
Yeah.
The caption is character over reputation. Character is who you are. Your reputation is what others think you are. Which one is more important to you?
Well, your character is important to you, but when it comes to living in this matrix, your reputation matters because your reputation precedes you. As in, if you're going to another job, what do they always do? Ask you for references. Why do they ask you for references? Because they're going to call before you guys get there and check up on your ass. Hey, is this person, how is this person? Is this person easy to work with? And are they not? You know what I mean? Now, and the only thing, you have no control over what that person says. The only control you have over what that person says is the way you act with that person.
Right. Now, that if that matters to a person...
Well, right. No, wait. I didn't say a person. I said the job market, that matters to them.
No, I'm saying... Yeah, of course it does.
Yeah.
Right? But if it matters to that person, you know, if they want their reputation to be looked at, or they don't care about how a person looks at them, you know, on the decision that they made, like it's. Or,
wait, hold on. Go ahead. You just pointed to something that points to this third house, the sign on the third house. You said, I'm tired of hearing. Right? Didn't you say that?
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing points to an emotion, which Cancer is, rules the moon.
Okay.
Right? And last year, you was a Cancer moon.
Okay.
Doing that, you know, and for the last mental, remember I just said, hey, you just had a shift of energy?
Yeah.
Your moon just went from Cancer to Leo.
Okay.
So since November of 2021, bro, you've been functioning kind of in a Cancer moon mood.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
All right. And so your response actually came from, you responded from how you emotionally was feeling about the situation.
Yeah.
And not logically feeling about the situation. Because logically, if you were logically thinking about the situation, you would have said, hey, we need to plan this out. I'm just bringing it from your, getting it back to your chart now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what that has mean from you and listening to your responses.
Gotcha.
What you're saying and bringing that back. Now, here's the question. Now, after all of that mental, and we talked about all that energy going on over your beliefs and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
I got a question for you, man. Do you think you might need to reevaluate your stance on how the matrix is set up and how you're going to function in it? Because as in, hey, you kind of got an attitude as in, I'm just being extreme at this right this now. Hey, fuck all establishment and all of that shit. But within all of that, that's an easy stance to take. But not an easy stance. That's a stance you could take. But then in that, bro, you still got to pay your bills and eat.
I think I have accepted that.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Remember I said 1 month, about a month ago you shifted energy?
Yeah.
Now that moon just shifted. What if I told you that moon just shifted into your fourth house of home, family, and roots? So for the next 2.5 years, for the next 30 months, bro, you're gonna be focused on the fourth house shit.
I could believe that.
What could that mean, mental? Well, it could mean mental. You've been having thoughts of, hey, I need to get up out of this grid. Or I need to fix this crib up. I need to renovate something with the crib.
Definitely want to get up out of here.
Okay, there you go. Now for you to realistically be able to get up out of there, mental, what the hell is it going to take?
Obviously some money.
Okay. So for you to get the money, what you going to have to do?
I'm going to have to go get it.
Now we get into, remember what I tell you your rising sign was this year?
Capricorn. Workaholic. Workaholic.
Damn, well, you ain't even let me get to it. Now, here's the question, Mental. And this is the last question, and then we can end this. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
How does somebody who, his words, not mine, really don't like to work, turn into a workaholic?
I don't like to work for others. I'd have no problem. If you can hire me at however many dollars an hour, however many hours a week, I can put that same energy towards my own shit.
You are correct.
And so,
but you can give a little bit of your energy to somebody else. That
I can
as you on the side do your own thing for the real money.
I could do it for somebody else.
Depending
on who the somebody else is.
Watch this.
You got stipulations on that.
Either that, or you got to turn into your homeboy that you used to take them trips with. And you know why I'm saying that? Because I remember me and you had a conversation about him.
Yeah.
And you told me something about him.
Which was?
Man, he be taking every fucking job, bro. He goes, didn't you say that?
Yes.
He was like, bro, he be taking this. Because you was telling me how he... So, in all actuality, Mental, when you was working with him, was he actually showing you the game on how you gonna get your house, get up out of there, and get another grid?
No.
All right. What was he showing?
He was just the job.
All right.
Yeah, but
let me ask you this.
Yeah?
If you get it in like he got it in, could you get up out of there?
Yeah, and quick.
For real?
Within 6 months, like, gone.
All right.
And move to a place, first month, deposit, and still got some change in the bank.
Hold the fuck up. You just repeated a word, exact same sentence I said to you the other day about Taurus energy. What did I say about Taurus, Mental? You remember?
It deals something with the money.
Yeah, I said Taurus people
to be broke or something like that.
I said Taurus people would look like they like to have their bills paid, money in the bank.
Yeah,
that makes them feel comfortable, and some shit left. Not all the bills paid, money in the bank that they could, go out to dinner and not think about it.
Right, take trips and not worry about anything.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now, I got a question for you, Mental. Do you want that?
Do I want that? I would like to have it. Do I need it? No.
Now, let me shift the question. Mental, do you want that for your girl?
Do I want that for my girl? I do. I do. I do. Yeah.
So in all actuality, Mental, maybe you got to say, fuck my feelings. I'm going to think about her feelings. I'm going to think about her feelings, and I'm going to go get my queen her crib.
So okay. That would be the Yeah, that would explain. Yeah.
Watch this, Matthew. What? Watch this. So if I come back here, all right, and I move this. And say to you by by your birthday in 2026, where's Mental gonna be living?
Definitely not here.
By 2026, your birthday, 2026. How do you envision your living situation? You ain't gotta answer that.
Okay.
But that's, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. I know one thing. You can ask a fellow friend of ours what a difference a year can make. Ask Rafiki.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, the thing about it though, Mental, is something else about Capricorn. Capricorn is the mountain goat, right? And they climb mountains, right? But there's something important I told you about that mountain. Remember?
Yep.
What is it?
Find another mountain when you get to the top of that one. Mm-mm. Not that one.
Mm-mm. It's... Mindy, you can make it to the top of the mountain, any mountain you want. It's just, can't nobody tell you the mountain. You gotta pick it.
Yeah.
You gotta pick it. If somebody else pick your mountain, bro, you're gonna end up feeling like you're spinning your wheels in the mud. But as soon as you pick the mountain, you're going to get it. So,
go ahead.
If getting your girl into a new place is your mountain, you got the capability to go get it. You just got to decide. You just had to make the decision. You just hadn't decided yet.
Yeah. And okay. And that's why I don't mind moving slow or moving to my beat. Because if I truly wanted, fuck with anybody else, fuck with it. I think you should do this, fuck all that. I mean, I get what you're saying. You know, you're trying to look out for me. I get it. But if it ain't what I want, I ain't gonna really put too much energy in it. But once I want it,
hey, I know that. I still ain't got my homework.
shit. But yeah, man. So it's like I know, and you know, it's just this matrix.
But let me tell you about Aquarius though, Mental.
Yeah.
It's you really don't have a problem with the matrix. So I'm gonna let me.
I
tell
really
you.
Don't.
I know. I really don't. I know. You just. This is what it is, Mental. You like the structure of the matrix. You just don't want the matrix to take away your freedom. So your trick is how to live in the matrix and do what you got to do, but still remain free.
And that would be, the. plugging up and unplugging as I need to.
Yeah, as in, hey, I know I don't have to get mad about this system working that way. The system just works that way. Let me go on, handle that, and then unplug back from the system and go on back to this.
Whatever I need from the system, I'm going to play the little system game just to get what I need.
Yeah. That's it. And that's it. And it seems like for a while you've been taking this attitude like, man, I see the system. I see the game. I know I got to play it, but fuck y'all, I ain't playing that shit. And I ain't telling you to play. And mental, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to be straight up honest with you. You got to take yourself out. As in, if you leave it up to you, you're going to say, fuck you and fuck y'all game. So that's why you got to think about your girl and your kids. Because your girl and your kids.
That's the only thing that keeps me from saying fuck that shit.
There you go. They are the ones that's stopping you from saying fuck this whole matrix.
Pretty much.
So I guess the question is, how much do you love them to do it for them?
Awesome question. And the answer is a fucking lie. You know, like, words can't even really describe, man. Like, for real, like, just can't, man. So, you know, it is something that, you know, I do want for them. And the only way to get this for them is to play a part of this game until I get what it, you know, until I get what I need up out of it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So, yeah, man. There's your solar return reading.
Yo. Where's my Rafiki with the sound effects?
Diving in the sinking, splash. These niggas get to tweaking. You don't be telling me, who are you, man? You read my energy, you get the ecstasy.
I started off with questions, and then it's number two. Things on my mind, why this, why that, what should we do? The questions left us searching, he's diving in the seeking. Bro, faucets get to leaking, these niggas get to tweaking. You don't be get to preaching, you don't be telling me that my fate is in the stars, you read my energy. You got the recipe to get the ecstasy. I'm shifting gears on the thing that you won't believe. Now people don't deceive, these stars on Christmas Eve. It's from the start, that's why you trap, you stuck, you cannot leave. You best be on your knees, confess your sins of boo. Don't have no question, have the face, you trust, you told the truth. You think you can't be slanted? You think it's just be planets. It's warfare, the bombs explode, collateral damage. I manage to maintain, to explain. We hit it, evolve, but then the damn thing change.
I'm astrology reading, man. I have a question. 2, 1, 2. Whatever should we do?
What?
You diving in the seeking. Splash. These niggas get to tweaking.
Tweaking.
You don't be telling me.
Who are you, man?
You read my energy. You get the ecstasy. On the thing that you won't believe.
1, 2, 3.
You stuck, you
can't go nowhere,
leave.
Man.
Confess your sins on both.
Get on your knees.
You trust, you told the truth.
You think?
Slant it. Plant it. Collateral damage. I manage. We hit it, evolve,
that's
but then the damn thing change.
I am astrology reading, man.
I have a question.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.